It's Helping Hand, weekly feature, HPR1 stations every Friday afternoon, then online at hawaiipublicradio.org. On Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on a topic, organization, or event that helps people with disabilities and those among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, an invaluable community asset returning for people with a disability needing to find ways to adapt or having a loved one in that position, the Assistive Technology Resource Centers of Hawaii can be a critical piece of the puzzle. The ATRC, as it's also known, nonprofit that links people with technology and programs geared to educate individuals with disabilities, their loved ones, professionals who are in their lives, institutions. They are the state of Hawaii's designated Assistive Technology Act agency. They have an open house next Tuesday, February 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. at their offices in Honolulu. And this is another one of these organizations that even if you don't hear something mentioned that would answer a question or concern you've got for yourself or a loved one, I'd venture to give them a call because they're very plugged into many other agencies and they may have a solution, even if it's not something that we discuss today. ATRC President and CEO is back on with us, Barbara Fischlewitz-Leong, and a real pleasure. Thanks for coming down.
I'm glad to have you be here.
It's great to have you here. And for folks who have a disability that has required some kind of adaptive gear or technology or training, or that they've had to learn adaptive behavior when this thing has occurred in their life, or they have a loved one in that position, or pros who are new to your name, explain who the ATRC is and how it can be of service.
ATRC is available to anyone in the state of Hawaii. And I'll also point out, because I know there's listeners in other states, each state has a program that's similar to what we do in Hawaii. Of course, I'm going to say that ours is one of the top programs in the country. And we're very grateful not only to the federal money that comes to us, but also the support from private foundations and individual donors who make sure that more and more people have access to the technology that's available.
You guys are funded. You mentioned federal funding, and then you have some private funding. Are there other sources of funding that people need to know about?
No, that's it. And
no state funding.
No state funding.
Okay, so it's a federal. And back to the key thing that you just mentioned, because yes, definitely HPR listened to by people outside of the state. And critical, you said every state has an ATRC, and that's because this is backed by legislation, the Assistive Technology Act. Explain how that worked.
So the Assistive Technology Act started back in 1988. Hawaii started being a recipient of those federal funds in 1991. Of course, there's always reauthorization. And all of us across the country are nervous regarding the continuation because it comes up for reauthorization in this congressional session. So we're hopeful that we will continue to receive federal funding.
But if you have a loved one and they're somewhere else besides Hawaii, they can look for an ATRC near them. And
correct.
That's
correct.
Very good thing to mention to folks. And
the idea it was and still is to educate and inform and give people an opportunity to see what technology is available without the pressure of purchase, because we're not a store. We don't sell any of the products that we have on display or that we take around to the neighbor islands. So the whole idea is that the individual is choosing and doesn't have the pressure of a salesperson or a particular product, and this way you can try out. We lend people some of these products so they actually can try it before they decide to make a purchase or go to their insurer or go to family looking for funds to pay for the technology.
Before we hear about the lending, how does the technology first come to you guys? Like, for example, some of the stuff, how is it made aware of? Are the vendors promoting it to you, or perhaps is it somebody else who found a success with it and they share that with you?
A combination of things bring the technology to our attention. So our staff is continually collecting information and data because we have a National Association of Tech Act programs. We share between the states. There are several conferences that are held each year on the mainland that give us an opportunity to see new technology. And, of course, then we try to negotiate with various vendors who will either sell it to us wholesale or they will put it in as a demonstration for us. So it's a combination of those two things. And then we will buy some technology, partially with federal funding, but mostly with private grants that come from contributors, such as the Sony Open, for example, now is one of the money organizations that support us. So it's a combination of efforts to keep up with the latest technology.
Sure. And do they have, when you do those conferences, those are those set up basically for all of these federally mandated centers to come together? So it's like a government, the government-sponsored conference of some kind?
It's not government-sponsored because we've created a nonprofit nationally, so that's who sponsors that conference.
I get it. So the Act created the the Act creates the funds for this, and then you guys are independent nonprofits that are the recipients of the funds.
It's something like that.
Something like that.
We've just had some really great people through the years who have really worked hard to expand and look for additional resources. So let me give you an example of what happens here in Hawaii. One of our programs is a computer redistribution program. So an individual who would like to have a computer, a desktop or a laptop, we can't promise one over the other. We have been very successful in redistributing those computers. And we are known as a Microsoft Accessibility Center, originally because we were the pilot for Microsoft products doing this. And so
like a refurbishment of the product.
Yeah. So we refurbish, we sign off that the computer has been completely cleaned. You don't have to do that yourself. So we have some wonderful groups that give us computers. And I don't want to highlight any specific, but I will say law offices, for example, change computers pretty regularly. So we'll get a call with maybe 8 or 10 computers that will be coming through. The Public Health Association has been very helpful in giving us computers. Sometimes it's an individual, and sometimes some of the computer repair people that you would call, for example.
Have stuff.
They'll have stuff and they'll call us and we either pick it up from you or some people bring it into the office. Then they're refurbished and they're licensed and they're set up to run.
It's a great thing for somebody in need. And it's a great, what you've also done, the flip side is put out a way for people to support your organization. So if a company is getting new computers, thinking about getting new computers, this is just, you've just given an example of a way that they can make a real tangible contribution to somebody else's life using that those computers.
Absolutely. And now without a computer, you're lost.
Right.
There's no question.
It's just changed the
whole
world.
And then addition, once the person gets that computer, we don't charge for giving them an hour of training in how to use that computer. There are times that we'll extend that hour a little bit because it might require our actually taking the computer to the person's home. So, you know, we'll do as much as we can within the budget that we run to make sure that the person gets that computer.
And when you talk about getting the computer earlier, you mentioned, and it's an important part of how this thing works, you guys have a loan pool, basically. So people, because sometimes you see something that might be important, you think it could work, but it really, a form of trial really makes you determine whether or not this is the right piece of technology or not. Sometimes it's like, it may seem like the answer, it's not really the answer. So we know that you, about how you've gotten the technology and how you keep getting it. Explain for people who are listening how the loan system would work.
So if you call us or you come by our office, you can learn all the technology we have. We get calls from people, I saw it in a magazine or I saw it on television. And if we have that particular product or something similar, we'll invite that person in to come and look at it. Some people, that's all they want. Other people, for example, would really like a trial period. Mm. So we lend that equipment out for 2 to 6 weeks. It's not a replacement for equipment.
That's right.
It can't fill a gap because you don't have money or because your insurance company is not going to cover. It has to be simply a trial that you want to know if this will work for you.
Right.
So we loan out a tremendous number of iPads, for example. We also loan out a lot of visual technology that people would like to try before they make a purchase. We'll then recommend a vendor, but we get nothing. We don't sell it,
right.
And we get nothing back from.
Right, you're not incentivized to choose one item or the other.
Absolutely not.
And it's really to make things available for folks who are facing a serious challenge that they need a piece of technology and maybe some skill sets to get around. And so, like you said, it's not to fill a hole when one piece of the technology doesn't work and you're waiting for the next one. It's not to use something in the interim. There are people who have stuff to help you with that sort of thing. This is not what that is. This is about making real serious adaptations in one's life to open doors and possibilities. There's some new technology, too, that I know a lot of folks may hear about some of this new technology. And if you aren't dealing with particular challenges in your life, it may seem like a cool thing to have just to be hip. Or it may seem, if you're somebody like me, you think, I really don't need something like that in my life. But for somebody who may face certain challenges with mobility or with vision, there are new devices that you hear a lot about, which I know that you can mention, Barbara, are really changing people's lives. Amazon Echo and Alexa are two. I was looking at your website, and those are some names I saw.
There's also Google Home. There's other products that are continually coming out that do the same thing. So it's somebody you can talk to that will do things for you so that you don't physically have to move yourself, for example. Or if you have some vision difficulties, it's a simple way to know what time it is. Or, for example, a person who's blind is not always going to know what the weather conditions are. And, you know, you can say, Alexa, what's the temperature outside? And you get an answer. Or, Alexa, is it raining in Honolulu? And it's going to give you answers to simple things like that. But it can also be set to be a reminder. So, for example, people who may be taking certain medications and need to be reminded to take those medications. So one story is, so it's Alexa in the office, and I have one that sits near my desk. But it took me about a week to decide that, yes, Alexa was this person who now lives in my office, because I was calling it Allegra and Alex, and it didn't work. So it's a learning curve for all of us. And why they chose the name Alexa, right. I haven't explored that. But now I know her name or his name, if it's... But for people with mobility, I mean, it can turn lights on and off. It's easy to configure that in a home. And it can dial telephones for you.
It's incredible.
Yeah. So it has a wide variety of uses. And as you have it in your possession, you learn
other uses.
Like
you were saying with the appointments and stuff, or taking medicine.
And you know what? You can ask it to play. You play Hawaii Public Radio.
Right.
And it works.
I know. I watched our general manager messing around with one upstairs one time, as I remember. It's kind of funny.
So, you know, the technology. All of this technology, which at 20, 25 years ago, we just thought it was for people with disabilities. And they were separated out of, this is expensive, why am I going to buy it? They were seen as different because they were using technology, where now all of us use technology.
Right.
And who we worry about and feel sorry for are the people who do not have access to this technology. And of course, because people with disabilities are the most disadvantaged population
in our country,
you know, they don't have it.
Exactly.
And we also, ATRC, also will work with individuals to come up with a strategy as to how they're going to get that equipment in their life.
So, right, because sometimes you got to pay. I mean, we're in Hawaii. Some of this stuff is very heavy, and getting things here is definitely, that's an important part of the puzzle, because as she pointed out, they're not a store. So it's not like you're going to go in there and get the item from them. You're going to learn about it from them. But
that's correct.
Are there costs on the, when you're talking about getting this into as many people's hands as possible and being concerned for the folks who don't have access to the technology, what are costs relating to borrowing, trying the tools, or other services that you guys have?
So if you come in to look at a product and want a demonstration of that particular product or similar products, they're all on display. And as people come in, all of a sudden they go, well, that would be useful to my brother, or that would be useful to my neighbor. So usually we spend about an hour. There's no charge. That's part of the federal funding that covers that interaction. And as I said, then when somebody wants to borrow a piece of equipment, we want to make sure they know how to use it before they take it home, so that they don't break it or they're not able to use it correctly.
Sure.
So there's no charge for that. So if an individual wants to take an item home, we ask for half of the price of that item. Unfortunately,
like
or
a deposit?
Yeah, like a deposit. But
based on experiences.
Based on experiences, we know that stuff does get broken.
Right.
Sometimes it's a difficult call, and the staff will come to me and go, how do we handle it?
Sure.
So we'll try to find a workaround for that individual. And then in terms of purchasing, because there are not stores here in Hawaii that sell this, if you think you're going to a store to buy the products that are assistive technology, it's not going to happen, because the stores here sell what's called durable medical equipment, or it might be referred to as DME. That you can purchase. There are numerous vendors here that do that. So that's everything from a walker to diapers to wheelchairs to feeding devices.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very different than the kind of technology that's for vision, hearing, mobility. And we also, by the way, do a lot of work with people with learning challenges. So it's, as I said, you're not going to go to the store. So what happens is sometimes the person is older, or they're really not capable of going through the purchase process themselves. So staff will take the time to help you place an order. We're not paying for it, but if you have a credit card,
right,
we'll help make it happen. Yeah, we'll help make it happen.
You talk about the variety of things that you do. One of the more humbling ways, certainly if you check out ATRC's Facebook page, at least, I guess that's where I saw some of these pictures, the Camp Cool. It's way that the organization supports folks with disabilities, and in this case, children.
You know, I'm smiling, and I know you can't see my smile on the radio, but we've been doing this for about 13 years, and we have met some amazing children and families because of Camp Cool. And, you know, Dave Lawrence, maybe you can come and make an appearance. The kids would be impressed. I think we'll get you out there the next time we do it.
Tell them what it is and
who it's
for. So it's
a camp for children between 8 and 15. Regardless of disability, we're happiest when we have a mix of children in wheelchairs, with hearing aids, with crutches, with vision challenges, with learning disabilities, because everybody ends up helping and playing with each other in a way that I've never seen in any other location. So during the two Saturdays that we run the camp, we teach a lot of computer skills through games and through a variety of activities. We also do interactive activities with any piece of technology that would be applicable to one person or another. So, for example, children who are blind or visually impaired may play ball with a ball that has a bell in it. But for other kids where that's not important, wow, they would never have seen or thought about using this. So then they have an opportunity to do that, and they're fascinated by that possibility.
That's amazing.
We put planes through hula hoops, for example. The volunteers who have come to hold that hula hoop to watch these kids get the plane through. So it's a matter of strategizing in the small group you're working with. Okay, how is the person in a wheelchair? How is it fair that they're going to do this versus the one who's standing up? Or how is it fair for the person who's blind? How are they going to get that plane through the hoop? So we spend a lot of time working on strategies so that everybody can participate. We serve lunch, we serve snacks, and we have wonderful volunteers who come and make all this happen.
It's a week?
No. No, it's two Saturdays.
Two Saturdays in a row, and you go, so it's a day event that you do.
It's a day event. You get there between 8:30 and 9. We start at 9 o'clock. You stay till 3. Some children come and kind of are hesitant, but at 3 o'clock they don't want to go home, and we have to kind of push them out the door. You get a T-shirt, one example, and there are families who have said their kid has spent the whole week sleeping in the T-shirt.
Right.
They can't wait to go back.
Well, that's how you are when you're a kid. Certain things like that. I can. That's a great.
It's a great opportunity, and you know, you give me an idea because I enjoy working with you so much. So we'll try to bring in kind of a famous person once in a while. It's a new addition. Thank you for the idea.
You're welcome. I don't know that I'm famous, though, but if that helps you find a real famous person. And then other ways, so that obviously can entail being an opportunity for volunteers. There are probably other ways that people could do tangible volunteering for you. If you talk about, in addition to, we talked about the computer thing earlier, which is a great subtle ask for people who may be replacing a computer system. In terms of people who could take some time to be volunteers for Camp Cool or provide other volunteer functions or other ways besides making a donation, because as you pointed out, that's a critical way, making a financial donation. The floor is yours.
So we have had people volunteer who come in and help with general office because that's what their skill is and they would like to do that. We also have people who come in and do data entry, and oftentimes those are young college students who either are going into the field of special education or other type of disability, and oftentimes it's a person with a disability who is comfortable coming into our facility to do their volunteer work. You know, unfortunately, it's not always easy for all of us to be comfortable with differing styles of doing things. And one of the advantages of all of this technology is that it makes things similar. And so people can work at the same pace. They're not falling behind. So those are the kind of volunteers that come in. But anybody's welcome. I mean, the real push is Camp Cool, of getting people who work with us for that period of time, because there's training involved in how the camp runs.
So they'd be available before those two Saturdays.
That's correct.
Do some training.
Yeah.
And those take place, the month of the year that?
It takes place the month of the year that we can find a location.
So it rotates.
It rotates.
That's
we
cool.
wish it was consistent, but it's space.
So those are ways people can help out. Let me tell you how to do it. You can find them online, atrc.org. So you guys got, so all the other states have to modify their web address. You guys got the premier ATRC address.
Well, I say it, every state kind of puts it under a different name,
right.
But it still has AT in it someplace.
So they don't all call it an ATRC?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to say, wow, you guys lucked out on that one. Okay, so atrc.org is how to find them online. atrc-info@atrc.org. If you want to send an email, if you're thinking that you want to replace your computer system at the office, and they would be a great recipient for your old one. Maybe there's another piece of technology that you guys are replacing and you want to ask if they could use it. Or maybe you guys want to come volunteer as a group from your company, business, church, or other organization and want to work out how that could be arranged. You can give them a call if it's easier. They have 532-7110. Beyond the Honolulu area, toll free, 800-645-3007. And don't miss their open house coming up this Tuesday, February 13th, 9 to 11 a.m. at their offices in Honolulu. You can get the full interview, the radio feature, all their contact information, and all of our other Helping Hand segments archived at hawaiipublicradio.org. Things that we did not cover that you're thinking, oh, we didn't mention such and such, and we've gotten to the end of the thing that we're doing.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. It's Barbara Fish-Lewitz-Leong, ATRC president, CEO, and returning guest to Helping Hand. Great to see you. Great to be meeting Monty, who's new on your staff, who we may be having as a guest from the next time you're on. And just on behalf of all the folks who have come down there and you've been able to make a huge improvement in their life and open up doors for them, thanks for doing it.
Our pleasure. We love doing it.